This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Today we're talking about when the problem isn't the problem. We're looking at a problem in 1 Corinthians as we preach through this book of the Bible, where Paul talks to the church at Corinth about their bad habit of suing one another, taking one another to court. It's hard to believe it in a church, especially a church that the Apostle Paul founded and spent 18 months of his life leading that church. This was a church where they had problems with people suing one another. One attorney points out these were not criminal cases, they were property cases. They probably were small claims type courts cases against one another. Paul was not attacking the system of courts. He appealed to the court for his own defense in the book of Romans, where he appealed to the authority of Rome. So this is not an attack on the legal system when you read 1 Corinthians 6. What I'm going to do today is something I've never done before. I have never heard anyone preach this message, what I'm going to give today. I haven't read it in a book. I'm going to give you my idea of why the church had problems with lawsuits, and it's because the problem wasn't the problem. The problem wasn't lawsuits. The problem was six other things that Paul mentions earlier. But let's read about lawsuits in the church. 1 Corinthians 6 is the passage. We start at verse 1. If any of you has a dispute with another, dare he take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of before the saints? Do you not know that the saints, Christians, will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? Do you not know that we will judge angels? So that's a statement I have trouble understanding, but that's what it says. How much more the things of this life? Therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, appoint as judges even men of little account in the church. I say this to shame you. It's actually the word embarrass or humble you. Not to shame in the sense we talked about in chapter 4 of humiliating people. I say this to shame you. Is it possible that there is nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers? But instead, one brother goes to law against another, and this in front of unbelievers. Verse 7 is the key verse because it gives the hint that there's a bigger problem at the church at Corinth. The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have been completely defeated already. Isn't that interesting? The mere fact that you've got these means you've been defeated already. There's a bigger problem. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers. You do this to your brothers. You may have gone to a doctor or a clinic with a problem, and you identified your medical problem. And then you found out after a series of tests, your problem wasn't the problem, you had some deeper problem. For instance, you may have gone to a doctor about fatigue and said, I seem tired all the time, and you say, my problem is fatigue. No, that's not your problem. You may have found out you have a problem with sleep apnea. You stop breathing so many times an hour during the night, and once you identify that's your problem, then you're able to deal with the identified problem of fatigue. You may have an issue in your life with other things, and you find out, well, it's a thyroid problem. Well, you've got blood sugar issues. You've got a problem with diabetes, or you're almost a diabetic. And so what you identify as the problem really isn't the problem. You look for the root problem. What I'm going to do today is to review what we've studied in the first five chapters of 1 Corinthians and say, here is the real problem.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we'll start identifying the real problems, the real causes of the tension and the disputes among believers in the church at Corinth. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org to listen to this message again or any other message you may have missed on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.